And here's the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, July 7th, 2013. It's the birthday of the popular historian David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh in 1933. His first big book was Truman, one of the best-selling biographies ever published. The sales were even greater for his biography, John Adams, in 2001. Both books won the Pulitzer Prize for biography. David McCullough, who said, "History is about life. It's awful when the life is squeezed out of it and there's no flavor left, no uncertainties, no horsing around. It always disturbed me how many biographers never gave their subjects a chance to eat. You can tell a lot about people by how they eat, what they eat, and what kind of table manners they have." Sliced bread was sold for the first time on this very date in 1928. Up until that time, consumers baked their own bread or bought it in solid loaves. Otto Rohwedder, a jeweler from Davenport, Iowa, had been working for years perfecting a bread slicer. He tried to sell it to bakeries, but they scoffed and told him that pre-sliced bread would get stale long before it could be eaten. So he tried sticking the slices together with hat pins. That didn't work. Finally, he hit on the idea of wrapping the bread in wax paper after it was sliced. Still, no sale until he met a baker willing to take a chance. Ads for the bread slicer in the daily newspaper announced the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. Sales went through the roof. Rohwedder not only gave Americans the gift of convenience and perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but he also provided the English language with the saying that expresses the ultimate in innovation, the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's the birthday of the Dean of Science Fiction Writers, Robert Heinlein, born in Butler, Missouri in 1907. He served in the Army, but when he got sick and was discharged, he was too weak to get a normal job. So when he saw an ad in a pulp fiction magazine offering $50 for the best story by an unpublished author, he gave it a try. In 4 days, he had finished a story about a machine that could predict a person's death. It was published in 1939, and he went on to write almost 100 novels and short stories, including his famous Stranger in a Strange Land in 1961. And here's a poem by Paul Violi, titled At the Cottage of Messer Violi. The mailbox, painted dark blue, sits atop a tilted cedar post. It has a little red flag on one side, and it is altogether remarkable. The Toyota in the driveway is very old and is said to have come from Japan. There is in the hallway an immense dog food bowl. It is made of iridescent pink plastic. It is, as I have said, immense, and it is hideous. In the kitchenette is a statuette of Ceres, goddess of Wheaties. The dishwasher is a Kenmore, and altogether worthy of praise. In the foyer, the oversized painting of a pork chop provides visitors many opportunities for conversation. In the servants' quarters, there are many impressive works that stress the imminence of death and the probability of hellfire. Placed on the broad maplewood table beside bottles of cognac, there is a recording device with a silver megaphone into which natives are often invited to shout the oral histories of their people. We whose hearts have been gripped by life scoff at the idea of art as mere ornamentation. So they seem to proclaim the three statues that adorn the neighbor's lawn, plaster deer with real bullet holes in them. At the Cottage of Messer Violi, a poem by Paul Violi from his book Breakers, Selected Poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.com. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on the Writer's Almanac.